Hey there, thanks for tuning in to the Embodied Astrology Podcast. I'm Renee Sills, consulting astrologer, embodiment educator, and your host. Embodied Astrology is much more than a podcast. We are a thriving virtual community offering regular weekly and monthly classes, study groups, and more, exploring the intersections of astrology, creativity, arts, healing, and social change. Aries season has arrived. The astrological new year has begun, and we are headed into eclipse season and a Mercury retrograde. At this point in 2024, things are really starting to heat up. And as we look towards what's forecasted to be another hottest year on record, I'm guessing that many of you are ready for the kinds of changes that are bigger than what you can accomplish on your own. And you might be looking for ways to join forces with others who want to create futures on Earth that are vibrant, creative, and courageously committed to visions of reciprocity, reparation, and recalibration of values and power. At Embodied Astrology, we've been preparing to meet this moment. Beginning the weekend of March 23rd, we're launching a year of experimental programming that's geared towards shaping strategies for the future and crafting containers for new experiences of what community can feel like. Join us for a journey of experiential astrology, where you'll deepen your understanding of chart reading, symbolism, intuition, and divination, and work with astrology to support your artistic and creative practices, navigate through conflict transformation and repair, reawaken your relationships to Earth and the cosmos, and take part in exciting and inspiring conversations with astrologers, artists, activists, and others working in the intersections of mysticism and social change. Follow the link in the show notes or visit embodiedastrology.com to learn more. Now, your horoscopes. You're about to listen to your Aries season ahead reading, which is an excerpt from my 2024 year ahead readings. The 2024 readings are deep dives into the major themes and influences of the year for your sun, moon, and rising signs. They offer an abundance of information and support to help you make the most of what this year is bringing. You can download your full-length reading today from the link in the show notes or find them in the horoscope section at embodiedastrology.com. All right, Aquarius, we have arrived in Aries season. Aries season begins with the vernal equinox on March 19th, and Aries season extends through April 19th. Aries as an energy is related with the ram. It is headstrong. It is bold. Sometimes it is brash. It is the sign of a warrior. And it is absolutely necessary that everybody activate and engage their Aries if they want to survive in the world. Aries energy emerges in us when we use the possessive pronoun I, me, mine. Aries energy is associated with the resonance of your own name when you speak it out loud. Aries energy gets stimulated in your body when you feel some kind of action or reaction that would lead you to protect or defend yourself, or to go after what you want. The engagement of will is the Aries force. I can, I will. That's an Aries kind of vibe. So we enter Aries with a bang. Mercury is in Aries as Aries season begins. Mercury is associated with the mind, with communication and cognition, perception. The day before Aries season begins, Mercury comes together with the North Node. And the North Node is one of the eclipse points. There's the North Node and the South Node. These are the ascending and descending points of the moon's orbit around the Earth. And when the moon, the Earth, and the sun all align, we get eclipses. Eclipses happen twice a year. They happen in pairs. So we have an eclipse at the new moon and then at the full moon, and we'll have pairs or sets, I don't know how you want to call them, two times in the year. And in 2024, Aries season is the host of the first two eclipses. We enter into Aries season, Mercury is conjoining the North Node, so we're getting that eclipse energy right away. The Sun, as it comes into Aries, is forming a sextile with Pluto in your sign. And this is really activating your mind. Aries holds the solar third house for Aquarius charts, Aquarius solar charts, so Aquarius rising charts especially. Aries holds the solar third house. This is the place of communion and connection with those and that around you. It is the place of learning. It is a place of communicating, giving and receiving information. And what do you give and receive information with and who? Usually people in your general vicinity or who are the same height as you. This is the place of siblings and early childhood communal experiences like early education. That's where a lot of us do a lot of our learning about what it means to be a person here on planet Earth or wherever we might be. Aries in the solar third house for Aquarius really gives Aquarians capacity to speak their mind. Aquarius identified people are not afraid to set themselves apart from the group or to have their own ideas and opinions. Aries in your third house is the representative of this kind of energy. And so as we move into this season and we're getting a lot of activation with the North Node, with the eclipse point, you're getting fired up. And what does it feel like when you get fired up? What happens to you? Aries in this part of the chart suggests to me that you get really focused and directive. And as we move into Aries season, it feels like that is what is happening. You are pointing the precision of your attention in some kind of direction. You may have ideas that you are really interested in pursuing right now. And some of you are getting really heated around some conversations. And there may be a need to have some important conversations. And this could look like being bold, taking the initiative. This could also look like feeling really reactive and argumentative and irate. It could honestly include both. So in Aries season, I want to refer you back to Capricorn and Aquarius season somatic suggestions, yielding and breathing, feeling contact in your body, recognizing your supports, breathing, holding awareness of relationality, and regulating your nervous system are going to be really helpful for you in Aries season. Then I'm going to offer another suggestion, and this is some self-touch. And what you can do is take one hand, take the index finger of that hand, and press your third eye point. That's between your eyebrows. And take your other hand, your whole hand, the palm of your hand, over your sacrum. And your sacrum is the bony diamond, kind of flat-feeling bony diamond at the base of your spine, just above your crack. And hold your sacrum and your third eye point at the same time. And then breathe. And in the breathing, like we explored in Aquarius season, you can notice your breath. You can play with your breath. You can elongate your breath, lengthening your inhalations and your exhalations. You can also start to play with the pause at the top and the bottom of your breath. And as you breathe, imagine and sense that you are drawing energy up and down your spine. So as you inhale, you are drawing up from the base of your spine, from your sacrum, all the way to your third eye point, to the center of your brain. And then as you exhale, you could imagine like a river flowing from the top of your head all the way down to the base of your spine, and your brain relaxing and your spinal cord relaxing. Just a couple of minutes of that will help you get centered, and it will really help you calm down and clarify your thoughts. That is not an exercise that's going to make you sleepy or sedate. It will keep you energized, it'll keep you focused, but it will help you regulate your energy. And that feels super important as we get into Aries season. It really feels like a period of time that is asking you to be conscientious of your own energy and to communicate skillfully. You have a lot of ideas. You might have a lot on your mind, and you're really activated. You want to take action. This is prime time for you to be taking action. So I'm not going to tell you not to, but I am going to tell you be careful and move with clarity of intent and take time to center yourself, particularly before any important conversations. Definitely if you're trying to make important decisions. And if you find yourself in heated communication spaces, center yourself. When you get activated and heated, especially in 2024 in Aries season, you could really bite somebody's head off. Some people maybe like need their heads bitten a little bit. I don't know, but I think you're going to be grateful to yourself for being disciplined and discerning around how you use your force. We get our first eclipse on March 25th, and this is an eclipse at the full moon in Libra. Libra rules your solar ninth house. This is an eclipse that really highlights the power of transmission of information. This is an eclipse that asks us to engage with deep teachings and think about how stories create the world. This is an eclipse that, for you especially, wants to help you awaken to the power of your mind and your attention. This is an amazing time for you to be practicing visualization. And when you can hone your attention and focus on what you are trying to build and create or move towards in your life, you become extremely powerful and you set up the conditions in your body, in your energy, and in your awareness to move in those directions. And so that's another reason why that touch practice can be really helpful for you. It helps align your central channel. It also really helps to open your base and your crown chakras, empowering you, getting you connected to the earthly realm, and also opening your insight and your intuition. As we exit that eclipse window and even surrounding the eclipse window, a lot of aspects are being made from your solar second house between Venus moving through your second house and placements in Taurus in your solar fourth house. Venus will also be contacting Saturn and Neptune. March 21st through April 4th, these aspects are kind of back to back. That's surrounding the eclipse. I talked a lot in your Pisces season overview about personal possession and ownership and what you're trying to attract, your needs, your desires. In Aries season, these themes are definitely still present, and the feeling is that you know what you want and you're going for it. I'm going to repeat what I said in Pisces season, which is the more that you can involve other people, the better it's going to go. And when you create conditions of generosity, there is always enough. There's enough. When the conditions of generosity are present, and that means that we're open in our hearts, we are loving each other, we are meeting each other's needs, we're able to listen, we actively want to give, there's going to be sustenance, there's going to be resource there. It might not be everything we thought we wanted or needed, but there will be something there. So this is a very powerful time for you to be engaging relationally. And for some of you, that means collectively or communally. With Aries in your third house, I will say that this is also a very powerful time for you to be leading any kind of community gathering spaces or conversational spaces. They don't have to be big. In fact, it's actually much better if they're not. Smaller, intimate spaces where real powerful conversations can happen are places where you're shining right now. You have a lot of energy, you have a lot of passion, and having the right people, the right place at the right time can make so much happen. And you want to gather right now with like-minded folks or with folks who maybe aren't like-minded but are willing to be at the table with you, and people are working it out. Conflict is probable. I'm just going to say that around these eclipses, Aries energy, Aries Libra axis, conflict is here. Conflict is nothing to be scared of. There is so much that can happen because of conflict, including deeper trust. When people get to experience rupture and repair with each other over and over again, that's how bonds get built. And so if conflict is emerging, bring yourself to that conflict with curiosity and encourage anybody who you're communing with to practice the same. And if you have some kind of role where you are facilitating space, like you are a school teacher or the parent of several children, or for some reason people have like given you, you know, the responsibility of gathering and convening the conversation, if that's your role in any kind of way, creating community agreements can be a really powerful practice, and then maintaining them. So really getting curious about how do we create space for productive conversation to happen. This feels super important for you around this time. And it feels like this is clarification of your values. And it also feels like it can bring abundance into your life. Astrology, like many things in our world, is a system that has been shaped and distorted by patriarchy, white supremacy, and colonial imperialism. But we're lucky to be alive at a time when this language is evolving rapidly and providing healing, insight, and support for so many people. Astro's current revolution is due to the scholarship and praxis of philosophers, mystics, and oracles who pushed and continue to push against the way things have been written, orienting instead to radical, queer, and creative potentials of this craft. Embodied astrology is firmly rooted in a lineage of evolutionary expansion and ancestral repair. Our teaching team and community center queer and diverse approaches to working with symbolism and engaging astral mechanics and magic. If this sounds like something you're looking for, we hope that you'll join us for the launch of our new program the weekend of March 23rd and 24th. We start on Saturday, March 23rd, with a council session led by Sherry Taylor on the Femme Faces of Saturn. Sherry is a clinical psychologist, death doula, grief mentor, and practitioner of planetary allyship. This is her second year teaching with embodied astrology, and she's continuing in 2024 to deepen with the mystery school of Saturn's transit in Pisces. This special session sets the tone for a devotional cycle with Saturn and mythic mysteries of bone mothers and tenders of time. Drop in once and receive an initiation into your own practice, along with a workbook full of prompts and exercises. Or sign up for the whole series and commit to a journey that will reshape your understanding of how to work with this important energy of obstacles and integration. Sunday, March 24th, Embodied Astrology is delighted to welcome back acclaimed author, playwright, and artist astrologer Junauda Petrus for her third year teaching with us. In 2024, by popular demand, Junauda will be expanding her artistic alchemy offerings from quarterly workshops to a monthly series. Join us every month near the full moon for a sweet and soulful gathering where we'll work with the transiting lunar solar axis in our charts and in our hearts. We'll reflect on how we show up for ourselves, our creative devotions, and the realities of surviving in a world that is filled with both beauty and uncertainty. In these sessions, we'll practice staying grounded with the rhythms of astrology and spirit, channeling the wisdom of cosmic alignment, and opening to celestial guidance from ancestors as support for balancing creative life in the real world. You can always drop in to one of Junauda's monthly gatherings or sign up for the whole year and get access to a virtual communion space where you can connect with other creatively minded seekers. All of our offerings are recorded for those who can't attend live. Embodied Astrology is committed to financial accessibility. You can find scholarship codes right on our checkout pages for sliding scale, and you can always write to us for more support if finances are a barrier. Click the link in our show notes or head to embodiedastrology.com to learn more and sign up. April 1st, Mercury is stationing retrograde again. Mercury goes retrograde 3 times a year. So we have Mercury retrogrades mostly in the fire signs in 2024. And this Mercury retrograde, guess what, is in Aries, also where eclipses are right now in your solar third house. Mercury will be retrograde from April 4th until April 25th, between 27 and 15 degrees of Aries. Any Mercury retrograde, astrologers will say, be careful with your communication, because Mercury is the planet of communication. And when Mercury is retrograde, communication is not happening in a forward flowing way. And sometimes we put our foot in it and say the wrong thing, or there might be lack of information. And especially because this is in your third house, we really need you paying attention to your communication and doing your best to be skillful with it. What this means to me, first and foremost, is that you're not rushing. You're not rushing. So that meditation is super important, because this is a season that in a lot of ways could compel a lot of you forward in a kind of hasty way. And if you're moving forward in a hasty way, you're going to make mistakes. And it's better for you to slow down and even feel like you might be stalled a little bit than it is to rush out in a hasty, urgent, unthoughtful way. If you're trying to figure things out, if you're trying to strategize around this time and figure out your next steps, let it take the time that it needs. It's probably going to take all of April. We have another eclipse coming up. There are definitely things that you are becoming aware of over this time, and new information, new insight, new perspective is dawning for you. Giving yourself time and space to process, to integrate, to consider, and to be thoughtful is important. If you step in it, if you fuck it up and you say something that was not the right thing to say, or you make a plan that really didn't turn out the right way, this is a great time to practice accountability. Apologize. Apologize. There are some keys to a good apology. First and foremost, you gotta sit with it. Don't just apologize because it's reflexive. Let yourself feel what you said or what you did. Just let it into your consciousness. Be with it. Process it. That is the first piece of accountability. If you just are like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, like the person that you're apologizing to doesn't feel heard, they don't feel witnessed. if you take some time to really think about it and be with it and be like, okay, this is where I messed it up, this is where I was wrong, and you come back and you can offer that, that builds a bond. That lets somebody know that you are trustworthy. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody steps in it. Everybody says the wrong thing. Not everybody is accountable. A lot of people are jerks about it, right? A lot of people are really defensive. A lot of people don't know how to apologize or self-reflect or do the shadow work that I've been talking to you about doing that is such a big, important part of this year's work. So this is a great time to practice accountability. It is a great time to model accountability. It is a great time to engage in group and collective accountability. Please do it. Once you have sat with it, come forward with softness in your heart. Be accountable to what you did. Don't just say, I'm sorry. Say why. Notice what you notice, right? Ask if somebody will tell you how it impacted them, whatever you said or did. Try and listen, right? Take some more time with that. Let it in. Echo what they told you. And then consider, what is the actual repair? What needs to happen? Are there personal practices or observances that can help ensure that you're going to learn from this mistake? Is there some kind of commitment to not doing something again? Maybe you don't know what is needed and you need to ask, what can I do to make it better? Is there anything? And then do it. Right? Keep your word. If this is a time for you to be working with your own accountability, then it is an opportunity and it is a gift. This is a learning moment. This is also a period of time, like I just mentioned, where you might be in a position where you can help other people be accountable. I'm going to say that especially any Aquarians out there who are early childhood educators, if you are a teacher, this is an amazing time for you to model accountability to your students and also bring your students into accountability processes and do it as a group. Like, really talk about it together. If you are any kind of community leader, again, if you have any position that allows you to facilitate gatherings, this is an amazing time to really think about, talk about, consider, what does accountability look like? On April 8th, we have our second eclipse. This is a total solar eclipse in the sign Aries at 19 degrees. I don't know where else this eclipse is visible, but I do know that it's visible over a large part of the southeast and northeast United States. If you are on Turtle Island, you may want to see or avoid the eclipse. This eclipse is conjunct the Centaur planet Chiron. Chiron has been in Aries since 2018. And I read Chiron in Aries as an opportunity to recognize the intergenerational wounding of isolation and toxic individualism, living in a world that promotes the idea of heroic individualism and meritocracy is damaging for us all. Nobody does anything alone. Everybody comes from somewhere. Everybody has allies and helpers if they are successful in anything at all, including surviving. So working with Chiron, I think, is an invitation to work with the ways that we harbor in our own selves, competition and arrogance and comparisons, the ways that we judge ourselves for not living up to other people's ideals, and how we fight amongst ourselves in order to fight for a small piece of the pie instead of collaborating to make more pie. This eclipse promises to bring some volatility. It is an Aries eclipse, especially conjunct Chiron, I think, is certainly going to magnify these themes that I just talked about in terms of toxic individualism, machismo, right? The kind of Yeah, all brawn and no brains. Ideals that have been promoted for at least a few centuries by dominant culture. So we're going to get that. We're going to get those kinds of examples. I'm going to say, stay safe out there. I personally am going to try and mellow out around the eclipse and let it be a time of awakening for me. The symbol of 19 degrees of Aries encourages us to rise above ordinary perception and train our minds to relax from grasping and expand away from what we might grasp onto. That's materialism, individualism, competition. This is a great time to practice generosity of attention. This is a great time to practice breathing, communing, connecting, relating. Stay safe out there. Chill out and help the people around you chill out. April 11th through the 19th, so the rest of Aries season, pretty much, we have more contacts in Aries. We've got the inferior conjunction of Mercury and the Sun. April 11th, we have Venus connecting with the North Node on the 17th, and then Venus and Mercury connecting on the 19th. In your chart, I would say a lot of the same things that I've said already, and I will add in something here, which is an invitation to rewrite the story of heroism. What does it mean to be a bold leader in your imagination? Think outside the box. What does personal power look like to you? And what does it mean relationally for you to be personally empowered? This is a very powerful time for you to be revisioning and reimagining what power looks like in yourself and in the world. And because there's such an emphasis in this eclipse season on narratives and storylines, then I would say again that if you can bring this into any kind of communal, collective, or educational space and engage others with the act of reimagining power, I think it would be very activating and empowering for those who will join you. Especially if you want these people to go the distance with you. On April 20th, while we have technically entered Taurus season, I'm going to include it in the Aries season overview because it's so important and the eclipses are leading to this. On April 20th, we have a big astrological event. This is the conjunction of Jupiter and Uranus in the sign Taurus, 22 degrees of Taurus. If your Aquarius placements are near 22 degrees, then this conjunction is especially activating for you because, as I've spoken about in previous monthly overviews, especially Aquarius season, I think, and your year ahead overview. I was talking about this place in your chart that has a lot to do with home, family, belonging, foundation. There's a strong sense of purposefulness in the solar fourth house. And here we also have themes of land, literally the land, the soil underneath you. And anybody who shares this space or anyone beyond the human realm that shares this space. So Jupiter and Uranus coming together at this very deep foundational space in your chart is a big activation. It is a big boom. I'm going to say, especially for Aquarians, because of this placement, and I don't want you to stress out about this, but I will say that because this placement represents the ground underneath you, there are some explosive qualities to it. And I will not be the only astrologer out there who is expecting news of earthquakes. We are living through a time of climate crisis, and so earthquakes, floods, fires, I don't know, it's all out there. I've been speaking in your charts multiple seasons and in the overview about bringing people together to have important conversations. And one realm of very important conversing that might need to happen has to do with community preparedness, community and family preparedness, or organizational preparedness. How do you get ready for the events when they happen, when they're going to happen? Because we live at a time when they are happening, and we can't expect that they're not going to happen to us. That is, that's ridiculous. You can't control the earth, right? You cannot control the weather. So preparedness would be a theme to consider throughout the year, and certainly in Aries season leading up to April 20th. What have you got in your go bags? Where are your evacuation routes? And how can you help other people in your immediate vicinity and community get it together? Because not everybody is thinking about it. Most people aren't. So these kinds of conversations definitely need to happen. And on a more subtle kind of metaphysical level, I would say community preparedness is a theme. Engaging with the kinds of conversations that can work with radical acceptance of what's happening on Earth right now, and preparing ourselves for a future where the climate crisis is intensifying. This is what all the climate scientists are telling us, is we have gone past the tipping point. We can expect that it's going to get worse. And as weather patterns intensify and climate events happen, people and communities are affected. There is a lot of need for migration and moving around and resourcing. How do we work with this in our consciousness? How do we work with this in our families? How do we work with this in the depths of our own soul? So Aries season, definitely a time to gather together, to have the necessary conversations, to look at where we are headed, to consider what we value deeply. And how do we protect what we deeply, deeply value? And this is my opinion, take it or leave it. I personally value the cohesion and coherence of love and friendship and relationship a lot more than I value my automobile. I personally value fresh food and fresh water a lot more than I value the idea of militarized or weaponized borders. My opinion, take it or leave it. What do you value? What do you hold most precious, most dear? And you want to be connecting with other people leading up to Aries and Taurus season, and definitely in Aries and Taurus season, you want to be connecting with other people in solidarity and activation, movement around what you value and how to build, boost, repair, create support for that. Thanks so much for tuning in with Embodied Astrology. This work wouldn't exist without a team. Big thanks to Alicia Mauji, Joe Stewart, Ash Good, Ariana Sears-Potowski, and Gabs404 for making it all happen with me, Renee Sills. As Pluto moves into Aquarius, one of the main things to remember is that teamwork makes our dreams work. In the spirit of community and collaboration, Embodied Astrology is in an active transition to becoming a collective multi-voice platform. This year, I've invited four facilitators with whom I've been working for the last several years to join me as core faculty in co-visioning and co-creating an exciting, innovative, and totally unique astrological studies program. Sherry Taylor, Junata Petrus, Ramon Parrish, Gabs 404, and I are interested in how astrology can assist us in realizing embodied healing, radical imagination, and creative collective liberation. We're inviting you to join us in our explorations in small or big ways. Our full program will be an immersive and life-transforming experience that takes place over the course of 16 months. And most of our offerings also have opportunities to drop in for one or just a few sessions. For more information and to sign up, check the link in the show notes or visit embodiedastrology.com.